Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. She is on the road to Mobile, Alabama. She is our friend Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Plenty of Browns news to get to today. Let's start, though, with Josh Allen. You had a really good story today where you talked about Allen. And, of course, Josh said yesterday on Dustin and Bull's show that, he said all the right things about Cleveland. What are your thoughts on Josh Allen?
Well, I was very surprised that he was, so bold and so outspoken with some of his quotes. I thought they were great. I think he said all the right things. And as I pointed out in my story, at least there's one Josh quarterback who wants to come to Cleveland. And as you guys know, there have been some people that have him going number one overall, which is, another kind of a mild surprise heading into this.
So Josh Allen says great things. That's wonderful. I just referenced your story where the same gentleman who talked to you about Carson Wentz talked to you about Josh Allen. Mary Kay, my fear here has been, and I said this yesterday on the show, that none of these quarterbacks clearly becomes the guy during this entire offseason process here between the bowls and the showcases and the combine. Do you think that's going to happen? Is one guy going to emerge as, yep, this is the guy we must have? Or is John Dorsey just going to have to play a gut feel on this?
Well, you know what? One guy might not emerge. If you look back to the Jared Goff, Carson Wentz draft, there was not one clear-cut guy there either. But the way that it's shaping up right now, both of them are going to be good. And, that's turning out to be a pretty good quarterback draft. So, you don't really know exactly how it's going to turn out, but there hasn't been a consensus over the last couple of years on who the best guy is at the top of the draft, who is the best quarterback. And that could happen again. As we head into this process, some people think it's Sam Darnold, some think Rosen, some think Allen, others still think Baker Mayfield.
All right, Mary Kay, you pack your bags from Cleveland, you go down to Mobile, you do this year in and year out. When you go to the Senior Bowl, what are you normally expecting to learn, and how important is the Senior Bowl to these guys that are playing in it?
Well, it depends on the year. Now, the year that I went down and Carson Wentz was there, I was all about watching him, watching his footwork, watching how the ball came out, watching how he interacted with people and how he, interacted with coaches and how he interviewed and things like that. Last year, Hugh Jackson and his staff were coaching, so there was just a lot about that. I mean, it was Greg Williams and Hugh Jackson and how they, were developing their bond and their chemistry with each other. And, of course, we did not have Deshaun Watson to watch last year. So there just wasn't that standout quarterback. But other things happened. Dabo Swinney showed up, and we talked to him about Deshaun Watson. Of course, the Browns should have listened to him, what he said. When he said that he, it would be like passing on Michael Jordan. But this year, once again, we're back to it being all about the quarterbacks. So we will be watching Josh Allen. We will be watching Baker Mayfield and a lot of those same kind of things. What do the mechanics look like? Do they pass the eyeball test? How does the ball come out? Is there good footwork? Do they have to learn how to drop back? Do they already know? So some of those kind of things.
Browns have an offensive coordinator, apparently, Mary Kay. Todd Haley coming over from Pittsburgh. Your first reaction, what do you think?
Well, I think it's good to have somebody that that is accomplished, that has done it at a high level, and that is coming from a successful offense. I think that's important. I think, there's a lot of things that he can point to. There's a lot of numbers and statistics that Todd Haley can point to and say, look what we did here. However, it's a lot easier to do those things when you've got the killer bees, when you've got Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. You know, those kind of people are not on the Browns roster right now. But I do think that Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson are going to make every effort to add as much firepower and talent to this offense as they possibly can, as fast as they can. And, of course, John Dorsey, too.
All right, so you look at the Haley hiring, and I wonder to myself, I'm like, is this guy, you know, is he going to be a guy that can take over if the Browns start slow and he was not there? I look at it this way, Mary Kay. If Todd Haley can come in here after a year in Pittsburgh where, you know, he's, or after time in Pittsburgh, I should say, with some turmoil, come into Cleveland, make this offense viable, make them a winning team, I think he can write his own ticket to being a head coach somewhere else. I look at this as an amazing opportunity for him. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think it is an amazing opportunity for him, and it's an amazing opportunity for the Browns. Now they just have to see how this is all going to fit together. I mean, Hugh Jackson, I'm sure he had to turn over play calling to get Todd Haley to come here, I would think. So is that going to be a collaborative effort between the two of them, or do they have some type of an arrangement where Hugh Jackson will start out doing it and then turn it over to him? We don't know the answers to those questions yet. We won't know that until we talk to Hugh Jackson, which we hope to do that either today or tomorrow. So those are some of the things that we're going to have to find out. And you know, will their offenses completely mesh, or will he put his own spin on it? And also, how big of a role will these guys have in choosing that quarterback number one overall?
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Todd Haley's reputation in Pittsburgh is not exactly stellar, despite the fact that he had some really good offenses there, Mary Kay. And I wonder, and it probably all revolves around Roethlisberger, they didn't get along. Is it because Todd Haley's an idiot, or is it because Ben Roethlisberger's an idiot, or is it because they just didn't get along?
Well, you know what? He is a controversial figure. I mean, there were, you know, stories when he was the head coach in Kansas City about some of those same kinds of things. So he is a controversial guy, and I'm sure that Hugh Jackson did his due diligence on this and had a comfort level that Todd Haley can come in here and fit within the scheme, fit within the system, and fit within what they're trying to do here from a personality standpoint. I'm sure they talked about that a ton, you know, and we'll just have to see how this all works out.
Mary Kay, with this, you know, this going down kind of over the last 24 hours, when you talk to people nationally, and I'm sure you'll have the opportunity here as soon as you get to Mobile, what do you think they will say about the Browns and the Browns front office and the direction this team is going in after an 0-16 season?
Well, I'm sure that the more people that we talk to down here in Mobile, I'm sure there will be a lot of compliments about what the Browns have done with the front office, because all the football people here will really like to see the fact that they're loading up on those kind of guys. And, you know, there just wasn't a lot of, you know, joy in, you know, amongst these types of scouts and people that have come up on that side of it for the whole analytics front office. So I'm sure that the John Dorsey, Elliot Wolf, Alonzo Highsmith, Triumvirate will get great reviews down here in Mobile.
Can I, let's try to play connect the dots here. Todd Haley comes here. He leaves Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell, free agent, got the ball a lot under Todd Haley. Not happy in Pittsburgh with the way his contract's been handled. Is there any way that Cleveland is a landing spot for Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I definitely think it's something to look at. It's something to consider. You know, I think that, you know, there's a few situations like that. When you see coaches coming in here and guys that have coached some of these players in other places, you know, I think that it's just a natural fit or a natural landing spot for some of them. So that's one to look at. Jarvis Landry is another one to look at, you know, with Adam Henry. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, we will be talking about and looking at all offseason.
Hey, Mary Kay, how did the Senior Bowl become the go-to place for these events. I mean, I think about, you know, there's a Shrine Game and there's been other, you know, postseason things for guys that are leaving college football. How did the Senior Bowl become what it is right now?
Well, you know, part of it might be logistics. You know, I think it's, it's easier to get here. You know, so I think that has something to do with it. But, you know, and then I think Phil Savage has done a really, really good job of making the Senior Bowl an important event, and NFL Network gets involved. So I think all of those things have a lot to do with it.
I'm anxious to see what happens here with Haley coming in and what it might lead to, Mary Kay. And it's kind of, I think it's kind of funny because Hugh Jackson tries to portray a positive front all the time despite all the adversity this team has had. And now he has two coordinators working under him who have been known for ruffling feathers throughout their careers and being front center, out there, bold, strong guys in Greg Williams and in Todd Haley. That might be a real interesting mix.
Well, there are definitely some very, very strong personalities now. Hugh Jackson has surrounded himself with a lot of kind of alpha dog type people. I mean, then, you know, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Ken Zampezi is now here, and he has come in after being offensive coordinator for the Bengals. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have worked at a high level. There's a lot of strong personalities and a lot of guys that, you know, in some cases, you know, were let go from their last job. So so Hugh's got to manage all of it. But I think that he really feels like, you know, that he has, you know, he has a lot of power now. I think that, you know, once Jimmy, you know, came over to his side and banished Sashi Brown from the organization, I think it's emboldened Hugh Jackson, you know, to bring in these types of people. And I think he absolutely must feel like he can manage these personalities.
It's funny, Mary Kay, as you just said, three of the four offensive coordinators in the division last year now work in Cleveland.
Yeah. So, you know, the one thing about it when you look at Todd Haley and Ken Zampezi is, you know, they're obviously well-versed in the AFC North. So these guys know the division. They know what it takes to win in the division. They know the defenses very well in this division. So that should be a plus for the Browns.
Mary Kay, we look forward to your Senior Bowl coverage on the Plain Dealer and on Cleveland.com. Thanks, Mary Kay. Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.